As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, October the 26th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. Joined by our very special guest, Hal Anthony, host of Behind the Woodshed, to compare notes on the United Nations climate change agenda. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the program. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and all of our other micro broadcasters and affiliates. Thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and of course, your calls are welcome. Gold is trading sideways in the $150 range. Other markets are in decline. We'll talk about that in a moment. United Nations Climate Change Conference, Copenhagen, opening a big can of whoop-ass and taking them behind the woodshed with Hal Anthony. That's going to be the main focus of today's broadcast. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to those market reports for Monday, October the 26th, 2009, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold trading up a dime at $1,054.90 an ounce. Silver off 2 cents at $17.64 an ounce. Platinum flat on the morning trade so far at $1,359 an ounce. And palladium losing $2, trading at $332 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a very narrow band, as I said, trading sideways, $1,051.50 for a low, $1,057.90 for a high, a $6 spread. But at $1,054.90, your gold is up $320.50 year-to-year for a 43.65% return on your investment. Not at all bad. London gold fix this morning. The boys in London set the price at $1,055. You can see we're trading right there now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average Friday, on the 23rd, off 109, trading at 99.72. The NASDAQ off 11, trading at 21.54. And the S&P was down 13, trading at 1,080, whatever those numbers mean. Crude oil still above $80, $80.13 in early trading, off 37 cents so far. The U.S. dollar index losing 7 basis points, trading at 75.38. And the Intercontinental Exchange, INCS, trading system, I guess. We've all looked at that ICE, theice.com. You might want to check it out. In the foreign exchange market, the Canadian dollar runs at 95 cents U.S., coming off 38 basis points. The Mexican peso, 8 cents, and the euro, a buck and a half. We'll be back on the other side of this first commercial intermission with our very special guest, Alan.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, October the 26th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Joined again today, it's been a long time, it's been about a year since I had Hal Anthony on with me last. Came to know a little bit about Hal Anthony through a mutual friend, another radio talk host, Mel Hallett. She does a wonderful broadcast, Give Me Some Truth. Her website is out there. But Hal Anthony does a broadcast on Revolution Broadcasting now. It's titled Behind the Woodshed. It airs Monday through Friday from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. Central, if I've got my time right. And when I first got to know Hal, it was through the process of interviewing in regards to the mining claims and mining acts and do we own our land and what are some of the strongest things that we can do to secure our position in ownership of property that goes beyond the Federal Reserve note and all of that. And this last week, Hal has picked up on this Copenhagen Treaty climate change conference and has been putting out some very pertinent information. I just thought we'd get together this morning and compare notes, if you will. Are you with me, Hal?
Yes, I am. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much for getting up out there in the coastal time zone and breaking your Big Ben alarm clock in on a new time slot. But I appreciate you getting up this morning. There's so much that we can go into in this 2-hour broadcast. Not only the information that you've and the research that you've done and the ongoing work that you're doing in the mining sector, but also how that rolls over into the climate change and all of this specious science. So with all of that, let me start out with an article that I pulled off of the website, the United Nations Climate Change Conference website. Folks, it's http://en.cop15.dk. That's Denmark. Again, that's en.cop15.dk. Found this little one on there this morning. Obama ought to do a lot more, the author writes. The U.S. president has so far not put his weight behind a proposed Senate climate bill, says Rajendra Handa Pakaruri, or however he pronounces his name, the head of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, this by Morten Andersen. Adoption of U.S. legislation on climate change before the U.N. conference in Copenhagen this December will be crucial to the successful outcome of the conference. Therefore, U.S. President, they say it, I don't, Barry the Usurper, should not resign himself to suggestions that the legislative process will need more time. This was the message from Rajendra Pakari, or something like that, the head of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, as he attended a debate in Stockholm. Here's his quote. I personally feel that he ought to do a lot more. He has really to assert himself to see that the U.S. passes legislation. He has to get to the Senate to let legislation, the Kerry-Barbara Boxer bill. He had not put his weight behind it, Rajendra Pakaruri said, or something like that, how he pronounces his name. He said that to the AFP. The IPCC chair added he was cautiously optimistic on the chances of getting U.S. legislation in place before the Copenhagen conference. That is, quote, critically important that the U.S. be a part of this world deal, close quote, and that a U.S. bill, quote, could make all the difference in the negotiations. Let's talk about that new world deal. Let's talk about getting critically important pieces of U.S. legislation in place just a little bit, Al.
Well, that's exactly what I've come on to myself I hadn't really read that treaty. I actually dismiss pretty much anything that comes out of the UN. It's not a nation at all. Yet it seems to have developed this whole power somehow. I haven't figured out quite how in international law how it can do that. But you brought up an interesting little statement, cautiously optimistic about the passage of these laws. And I found out after reading the treaty that I got off the internet. After being directed there from the Lord Moncton review, a four-minute video clip, he calls the warning out for America. He says we're in the 59th minute, the 59th hour, the 59th minute, and the 59th second. And that kind of caught my attention. And in fact, we are. Your listeners need to know we are in the last second. Now that's a figurative speech. But it is up the last second getting up to this Copenhagen thing. The cautiously optimistic, this gentleman talks about being cautiously optimistic. In fact, when you read that treaty, it took me literally one sentence, and it's repeated twice within a paragraph or two, one sentence to identify that all the legislation he's talking about is already sitting there in the pipeline in Congress right now, ready to be passed. I call him on my program... Behind the woodshed, we try to identify about property rights and where all these laws have been coming, these international encroachments from these interlopers that don't respect your borders. They have got all the nails for the coffin that they're going to bury America in with all these bills that we know of. Every bill is a part of this Copenhagen Treaty. So even if the unqualified one, doesn't put his weight behind it, the Congress is going to... As the minion of usurpers that we don't recognize are sitting there against our American way of life, they're going to put this stuff in. And if we don't step up, and as I've kind of been calling it, kind of alarmed a little bit about it in a way, I'm calling it the 40 days and 40 nights. We either find out at the end of this time, we either find out we have built our ark of knowledge and defeat this thing by imposing the will of the people on Washington, where I think it's going to be a very, very hard row to hoe this one if we can get it out from underneath it at all.
Well, we've got December 7th to December 18th of 2009 as the target date for the conference going to be held in Copenhagen. And certainly, that if you just back it back, folks, to right now, it was really powerful when you brought it out on the broadcast, this idea of 40 days and 40 nights. We really, you know, the flood's going to start with this climate change conference if this treaty is signed onto, if they even have the verbiage in a position where they can actually advance it. When we've talked about this H.R. 2454 on my broadcast, Hal, extensively, when it was coming on, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, in which we find hundreds and hundreds of these little bits and pieces that you mentioned, all these fragmented pieces of legislation that have been accruing since Barbara Boxer and all the way back to 1992 with the Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit, Agenda 21. And prior to that, back through, I've tracked the annexes back into the 70s. This has been coming on us and at us a long time, but I think that it's actually coming to a head. We may have 40 days or 40 nights until the deluge actually begins. So that's really important. Here's a little bit more. There's always a controversy inside of this, these kind of debates, between the developed countries who have to carry the weight. We're going to be carrying all the water. We'll be paying the reparations. We'll be getting the stripes, if you will, on our back in support of the developing countries. Here's a little bit from Ivo de Boer, the UN top official on climate change. He says in an article titled UN Developing Countries Need to Do Their Bit, this again by Morten Andersen, right off of the United Nations Climate Change Conference website, the industrialized countries need to lead, but developing countries have to commit as well. According to Ivo de Boer, head of the Secretariat of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, we'll pick that up right after this break, folks. Stay with us. Much more to come today.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar-powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com. Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
And we're back, going back into this brief article here out of the off the United Nations Climate Change Conference website, which you can access at en.cop15.dk, en.cop15.dk. Check it out for yourself. Log on, bookmark that site for sure. The industrial countries, again, industrialized countries, need to lead, but developing countries have to commit as well. This is by either Ivo or Yaivo de Boer, who is the UN top official on climate change presently. And he says this. He says, if the industrialized countries are reducing by 25 to 40% by 2020, then I think you would also, by 2020, perhaps need to see something in the order of a 15% deviation below business as usual in the developing countries. Now, what's that all about? What is all that about? He says the upcoming agreement to be negotiated at the UN conference in Copenhagen this December should be a balanced agreement to overcome mistrust and suspicion. Always mistrust and suspicion. We have to overcome this, largely because it's based upon junk science, folks. But at the same time, he's not suggesting an actual reduction in greenhouse gas emissions from today's levels, but he does imagine a growth lower than business as usual in the developing world. In all of this, what he's trying to say, basically, is the word equity. Equity. It's like going to the courts in England, the chancery, where you roll your dice and you take your chance. It's the courts of chancery. It's where you can take an end run on constitutions and laws. It's like going before the Pope and buying an indulgence. And that's what carbon credits are all about, buying an indulgence to go ahead and continue polluting. It's never really about clean air. It's never really about clean water. It's just this specious UN claptrap that's designed to take money from one people and distribute it to someone else. For better or for worse, Jorge Bush avoided the Kyoto Protocol, but under the Al Gore continuation, the Barry the Usurper administration, the Maurice Strong Agenda 21 platform, we can anticipate something more strong at Copenhagen, no doubt a new deal. Hal, what's your take on this De Boer's idea here of equity, where the developing countries get a pass and the developed countries get to take all the stripes?
Well, equity exists in the absence of law, and this is what I was telling you when I entered in. I don't know how these people called the UN, how this group of this membership of nations has any authority to do anything, actually. So it starts from the position of no law, which is really just an equity consideration. Equity exists in the absence of law, and you have to go there if you're going to be dealing in a criminal carbon currency as a world currency, which is, they're going to call this the synthetic currency. Another thing that was invented, and came to me as a little bit of a shock. As you know, I came from this by reading international law and treaties and all the documents from law. I didn't come from it from the agenda side. You've pretty much shown me a lot of what that side was, but I could see all the words built into this thing. And it was came as a surprise to me that they've actually invented that the IMF had a hidden and latent power to invent a synthetic currency that's been 50 years dormant. So all these people will just create anything that they need. There is no law behind it. That's why it has to be resting in equity, because there is no law there. But this climate change, the whole basis for this, and I suspect your listeners understand this, that climate change, as it's promoted, is a fraud. I had my program Behind the Woodshed on revolutionbroadcasting.com. It was noon o'clock Pacific, as I like to say. I had Dr. Arthur Robinson on my program. He's the Petition Project founder. He's the guy that pulled together 31,000 plus scientists to say that the hypothesis of human-caused global warming was not scientifically based, and he outright said it was a fraud. He says the UN is a fraud. So this whole thing is based in a fraud, and it's a fraud on top of other frauds, no different than your financial situation. Those are what you call derivatives, or what I call puff and smoke. And it's just this synthetic stuff that's created that they get us to buy into. And this is part of the problem. We keep walking with them, and we don't stop and say, wait a minute, we're not going to walk in your fraud no more.
Well, this idea of the legal maxim, suppressio viri, I've brought that out a couple of times, Hal. It has been a maxim in law for a long, long time, folks, centuries, actually. But what it means is suppressio viri, it's Latin, but it means the suppression of truth. And the suppression of truth has constituted fraud for centuries. And yet in this time period, in this post-Leo Strauss neocon agenda, and it's an interesting thing, that neocon, if you look at it the way that I do, I see economy in there, this new economy, this new economic, the technocratic new economic order that's being developed, a neocon. And again, the con, you know, it's all confidence. You know, we lost confidence because consumers and confidence games. It's a big fraud. There's no question about it. But the suppression of the truth from all of these scientists that you've brought in and brought expert testimony, if you could say, to verify that from the science community, they're looking at this thing in derision. But to suppress that truth and to continue to move forward in this specious carbon dioxide problem, is a fraud in itself. It's a fraud on the face of people. It's constructive fraud.
Well, even Dr. Arthur Robinson, he didn't even want me to suggest that carbon could be a mention in this conversation. He said it's actually absolutely irrelevant. He didn't want to get off the point of the fact that it's strictly a fraud. There's an element to fraud. I don't know if people understand, but where someone remains silent, where they have a duty to speak, that's a fraud too. And so, and I would have to say that the IPCC has been shown, and a lot of scientists are now, they've now lost 1,000 members, scientific members, because what they do, they're not really scientists actually. What they are is they're experts that analyze scientific data. And I've my program, Behind the Woodshed, Behind the Woodshed, you can either be schooled or do the schooling. And so that's up to us to choose as we get Behind the Woodshed to talk about this stuff. But they go ahead and they will eliminate a lot of the data just to tell you what will promote the agenda. And that has been causing now a big rift. And this is an interesting meeting right now. There are people out there that can't, don't like to see their name put on paperwork that's not representative of that truth. And so I just wanted to point out that we have the truth we can speak. We also have the truth that we don't speak. We're supposed to. That's just as fraudulent. And this is, I guess, the point I've been noticing. And you know, as I came onto the other network, Revolution Broadcasting, after you were on, I came in to do this other different style. We were very complimentary in how we approached this issue and trying to show people how this works. This whole thing, one thing after the other, is based in our ignorance as a people and our apathy as a people. And there's not one thing I've found yet that we can substantiate objectively when you look at it. And they don't have to go too far down the path, just a little ways, and you can see that it stopped making sense a long time ago, and they just keep pushing it. I don't know who these people think that they are. The more I think about it, and it may sound odd, but I actually believe these people may be alien. They certainly are alien to their own kind, because these are people who have an agenda, a green, what they call they identify it themselves as a green theology that wants people dead. The people, they are the curse, and that's what the whole thing. If you look very carefully, they talk about the human environment in these things, but they want people dead. So when they talk about that environment, they want an environment with less people. And one of the reports I was reading and commenting to was that these people will say contraception is a cure for climate change. They want you dead. And this is what's coming out of it. They disassociate themselves from.
And Hal has dropped. We'll get him right back up on again. It is unfortunate, but let me just do that. I'll add him right back in again. And here we go, right there, and right back, and right back, and ringing, and right back in place.
Thank you. And they disassociate themselves from their own kind. And I don't understand that. It's a foreign concept to me.
Absolutely. Hold on right there, Hal. We'll be back after this break, folks. Well, your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And visiting again today with Hal Anthony, the host of Behind the Woodshed. It's a broadcast that you can hear daily, Monday through Friday, from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock p.m. Central Time on RevolutionBroadcasting.org. And indeed, in fact, when I became a host on Revolution Broadcasting, I had already months earlier interviewed Hal, and he had some very valuable information, and I was energized by the fact that he decided to take the plunge and become Vocal Local, if you will, the way I like to think of it, by becoming a radio host. And folks, everybody out there listening, you know, there's things that you know, there are things that you already understand quite well. None of us can know it all. No one anticipates that we would, nor would expect that either. But when you have a body of knowledge that you can bring out and share with the people, this is one of the ways that we can do it. Not everyone has unlimited time. Not everyone has unlimited resources, financially and otherwise. But where you can and when you can contribute to this educational outreach process. This is really where we can take it behind the woodshed, where we can either do the schooling or be schooled. And I think that with this global community advancing as rapidly as they are, if we don't get some strokes in rather rapidly, like you say, you know, we got maybe 40 days and 40 nights to make a difference here, we're going to be wearing the stripes of this climate change treaty, and it's going to run us the next 100 years or longer.
Well, when I started my program, you know, it started as a concept. It was just as things kind of develop, you know, I start my program we try to open a can of whoop ass. It's time. I've never been clearer in my mind. And again, you were exactly right. We all can't know it all, but we can know what our part is, and we can be contributory to it. If it wasn't for Lord Monckton explaining to me how close and dire we're in the last second, and folks, the folks that are listening, if you don't believe so, you'd really need to look around. We are in the last second. We better engage. It's been coming on us, and that was partly why I'm usually pretty behind the scenes about a lot of stuff. So stepping out in front of a broadcast, doing a broadcast every day for 2 hours has been a big deal for me to do this. But it's been important. It's time, Will, you're right. Everybody needs to do where they can. I'm actually asking for everybody that was in the Ron Paul movement, anybody that was invigorated by the Tea Parties, and whatever excites you into knowing that enough's enough and you better do something. I'm asking for, instead of the 40 days and 40 nights inundating America, that we have the will of the people inundate Washington. Absolutely flood Washington. Don't stop for the next 40 days. Call friends. Call everybody. And it's not about Chicken Little. If you listen to Will or you listen to me behind the woodshed every day, you can be directed to all the places that you can prove to yourself. We're at the very end of our abilities to have private property and remedies in this country and control things, because this whole framework that they have is established under the practice and principle of national control. In other words, centralized control. But people don't understand when they domesticate these international laws, these international conventions, they actually remove the national character off the shore. And in fact, an article that I read about the so-called synthetic currency, SDRs, these special drawing rights, which are based in these criminal carbon currencies, they will be doing that outside of any nation state. So there is no sovereignty here, and every sovereignty has to go to them. So you can't be a sovereign when you're in debt, or have to ask somebody for your crumbs. And that's what's going on with all this. And we have about 40 days now, apparently. And I hadn't done the counting, and it is pretty interesting how synchronicity pulls together and coincidence pulls together to try and make stuff that we can important. It is 40 days and 40 nights here. We are looking at a deluge, and if we don't come to terms with that real quick, it'll be just a matter of time. The Japanese economist is taught. He's a high level economist. He knows what's going on by the words he says, what he says. His predictions tell me he knows what's going on. He says the Federal Reserve note's done within the year, maybe two for sure. And folks, within 10 years, you will not recognize America if we don't stop this type of stuff coming in there. It's a pincer attack they're doing on us. If no one else can see it, I certainly can see it. Certainly with Lord Monckton calling my attention to it on his presentation of someone else who says climate change is a fraud, and he can show you all the ways how. But he pointed out that because this is coming in as a treaty, we are going to be in for a dogfight if they get any parts of this in, whether they do it by domestic ways, like they're doing with all the bills in the pipeline, or whether they do it by this so-called treaty, which is really a convention.
Yes, it certainly is. When George Herbert Walker Bush signed on down in Rio to Agenda 21 and they brought it in, it was up to William Jefferson Clinton to set up the first real Agenda 21 process. And, of course, Al Gore took it over the top. And he's been a figurehead in all of this all along. But, of course, you know, Al Gore is into this carbon climate exchange trading fund. We talk about stocks on this broadcast. We talk about bonds and things like that. I've been into Public Finance and Economics 101 for the past couple of weeks. This is a new form of currency. This is a new exchange traded funds. We talk about this USDX, and I've pointed it to the audience, Hal, that it's basically just another one of these private exchanges. It's the ICE dot Inc., I believe it is, the ICE, comma, Inc., the Intercontinental Exchange. We think that the dollar's falling. Why? Because they're telling us on this stock report that it's falling. You look at the NASDAQ, you look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, you look at any of these things, the standard and also very poor 500 index. These are just numbers. This is a symbolic of wealth where there is no wealth. Where the wealth lands, and you know it better than anybody, Hal, that I know of, it lies in the land. It lies in we the people. This whole idea of Agenda 21, this idea of the climate change treaty, is a transformation. It's a broad transformation of land tenure, not just in the United States, not just in the Northern Hemisphere, but around the world. It's a global initiative, and it's transforming the way we relate to land and how we relate as people, one nation to another. One nation under God, well, forget about it. It's one nation under the United Nations, and all of the nations will be one nation, and that's the whole idea behind globalization and globalism. So when we become vocal local, when we take this down to the local level, and we start to understand how this is impacting our relationship with property, if we can perceive of us, our physical being, as being the most important property that were ever granted by our Creator, and that all of the rest of property flows out of us, then we know where the real attack is. Carbon dioxide is something we exhale. Carbon dioxide is making a green world. The more carbon dioxide around, the more happy the plants are, the more lush the forests are. So to make an attack on an increase in parts per million of carbon dioxide is such a specious attack that it's almost, well, that it is ludicrous, especially in the science community. But as you know, Hal, there's other gases in this greenhouse gas bag that they also have in there, and there are some of those gases that can be taken out with scrubbers and filters and so on. But when I look at Agenda 21, Hal, I'm looking at one word, and the word is demand. In order to keep, in order to sustain environmental and developmental concerns, there needs to be a desire of wants to be fulfilled by the people. In order to be able to develop all of this new technology and continue the existence of the transnational corporations, they need to shift the paradigm. People have gotten all of the little cheap Chinese plastic crap tippy-tappies that they want. Now they're going to have to come up with something new. And so we're coming into this green century, and in which there's going to be all new real estate development, all new product development, new product lines, more propaganda, more advertising, more promotions, and all of that. So it's really old boss, same as the new boss, but it's under this green umbrella.
Well, it's an interesting, you've said a lot there. Like you said, when we entered into the program, we could talk for weeks. We haven't talked to each other for over a year. And when you left, when we last spoke, gold was at $650 or $750 an ounce or something. And look where it's at now. You talk about development. I was just doing some research here and some, behind the woodshed. I read the current events to point out the deceptions, and we read through how to see through to all this stuff and, how to show how it's an insane thing that's going on. This green theology will deny to you, literally deny to you, going after the substance in the things that you need in order to be a green society. And then in particular, and this is where it seems that I've met up behind the woodshed here, you know, in the program, and how this all came down and making the name of what we do. And going after property rights, and you were talking about mining. That's exactly where we have the most simple to understand property rights, the most powerful property rights in America, the most unique property rights were in the mineral lands, and the getting of minerals, which is required for the health of a modern society, is absolutely imperative. You have to get those minerals, and this green theology will deny you the access to get the minerals that makes you green. I just read a report about it. It's absolutely insane what they'll tell you. It makes no sense, and that's because it comes from the fraud.
We'll pick it up right there after this break, folks. Stay with us with Hal Anthony.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And as I mentioned in the last segment, we talk about economy, Economics 101 on this broadcast. Over the last couple of days, I've been doing a little mini-series on Economics 101, right out of textbooks and encyclopedias, hell, for the idea or the edification of the audience so that we can understand, wrap our minds around this whole idea of economics as a another one of these pseudosciences. But nevertheless, it is a science. In the study of that, a test for wealth comes up. And there's four criteria. First of all, is it, anything you want to add there, you just fill in the blank for it, is it useful? That's the idea of utility. Is it scarce? Is it material? And can its ownership rights be transferred? These four critical tests for wealth. When we're talking about money is one thing. When we're talking about wealth is another. If we go back to the physiocrats and start with Adam Smith in 1776 and his Wealth of Nations, it started a mental revolution. It was putting the whole study of economics on the map. But for Adam Smith, it was all land, labor, and capital. Only later did they add the fourth as the enterpriser, these four criteria, the enterpriser, the entrepreneur, if you will, the real true middle class, not the wage earner, but the real true middle class are the entrepreneurs who look out and they find a way to combine land, labor, and capital, in a productive fashion that then generates the true wealth of a nation, the gross domestic product, the national income, so to speak. But as we were going in, Hal, you mentioned property again and the extractive power of minerals as a point of beginning. There's more to that even than the minerals. There's also the timber. There's the fish in the ocean. There's the water. All of these various parts and pieces come into play. But with this new green agenda, this is not wise use. It's no use.
Well, and you bring up a whole list of things, too. Every time you do this, every time, Will. It's just we could go for weeks and talking just on the list of things you just opened with. And it's I'm trying to make little notes, mental notes, to keep up with all the stuff, where we come, where we're going. Let me just read you something right out of this treaty. And I'm glad you brought up the fishing because people don't recognize. We were talking land and property. We can have land and rights and property in lots of places, and it's just not on the land. Let me just read this one sentence that focused me. It was literally this quick for me. I started reading through, and then this just captivated me, and I didn't read it anymore. And to that extent, I don't know anything about the treaty, but I read this, and you tell me whether or not this isn't going to encapsulate our life. When you understand that it's coming as an international encroachment that doesn't agree and doesn't believe in the American way of private property. And let me read this right out of the treaty. It says, notably, the effects, this is about what the, talking about the effects that the Copenhagen Convention wants to address. The effects on ecosystems, on the operation of socioeconomic systems, and on human health and welfare, including crop production, fisheries, and food security, water resources, as well as on housing and infrastructure. And that is, if you look at the bills that are in the pipeline right now, they touch on everything. And they're going after your fisheries. They want the Law of the Sea Treaty passed I can't tell you how long they've been wanting to do that. But you have to understand, these people literally are insane. They have imposed upon themselves and then trespass the borders of nations in order to lay claim to something that not only do they not have right to lay claim up, but when you get out in the ocean, nobody has right to lay claim over in order to control it all. And then they establish commissions, and then they establish taxation and credits. And the folks have to listen and remember that the credits come through a taxation system. And if the government has, whenever it has the right to tax, it can destroy. And this is not even a government. So this is going to be, this is a all-encompassing. They're not going to leave one stone unturned, even though they will deny to you the right to remove that stone, because a rock has more rights under this green theology. And the economic, the human health they're talking about is they want you dead, because the humans, so-called, don't have any rights higher than rocks. And if anybody who's been listening to you, Will, I'm sure that they've heard that.
Well, the idea of human beings, you know, if, from a political science standpoint, a human being is a politicized animal, is a politicized creature. And you cannot be a human being until you have been socially politicized. And that's something that begins at birth. It really is. It's inculcated into your parents, and it comes through that line. It's from the state down to you. We are men and women, and we remain men and women. And our children, not being our property, are but small men and women developing. And so this transformation not only has to do with how, you know, physical property like houses and lands and minerals and the sea and all that relate to one another, but also it transforms our relationship to the earth. And one of the things that I followed on in this broadcast from a symposium back in Princeton in 1955, man's role in changing the face of the earth, was a series of articles written by Samuel Ordway for that symposium, where he brings in Martin Buber's philosophy, the distinction between, or the contradistinction between, I thou and I it. Now, in the 1950s, folks, it was very important that this transition be made, because we were changing the way government runs and operates. We were still operating under, if you will, undercover with the Federal Reserve note. Fractional reserve banking still was all coming on. But the difference between I, thou, in other words, there's an overarching law, the laws of nature and nature's God, and I, it, where man is not any longer a part of creation, but is in antagonism and at war with nature, then opened the door to this whole new green theology that we've talked about here this morning, this new world religion, the Gaia worship and other things, goes back to Sibyl in the time of the Hittites and so on. But in this relationship, I, thou versus I, it, we can see that if we do go up in near-Earth orbit and look down from satellites, the eye in the sky, spy technology, or if we fly up in an aircraft and do aerial photographic photogrammetry is what it's called, and you look down, yes, indeed, and in fact, you look down on Chicago, and what a puke, what a mess we've made there. You look down on these major cities, and oh, yes, in New York looks like hell. You know, it really is. And even on the street, it looks like hell. I've been there. But nevertheless, these are things that man has made, and these are things that man can deal with and will deal with if left to his devices. And but what we're looking at from the space, especially when you get into things like satellite imagery, where you get wherever man is, there are red zones, the heat sensors and things like that. They look down and they say man is a cancer on the face of the earth. Well, something happened there. Instead of being wise stewards of the planet, we've just basically have been labeled as the parasitic host, a cancer on the face of the earth. And there are those that would like to exterminate this cancer. But folks, we have to ask ourselves, are we cancer? Are we cancerous? Have we followed after the Industrial Revolution, the captains of finance and industry? Have we forgotten who we are and whose we are? Are we just following down this trail? Are the things that we can do? Do we need to have a global master? Or can we solve these problems together? They like to think, Hal, together we can. No man can do this by themselves, but together we can in a global cooperative. I don't think that's going to work very well. I think that we really have our different levels of development all over the world. There are some people who are still just starting out on the journey, so to speak. And there's other people who live in New York in the high towers and at the Tavistock Institute and the Brookings Institute and others who have gone so far beyond reality that they live in the ozone, even though they claim that that layer is being depleted. It's probably their heavenly home. But anyway, here's another little bit. And I know I'm just a motor mouth. We're going to go into another hour. And instead of giving that, I'll say this. I know that, Hal, on your broadcast, you were given the opportunity to move 2 hours, and it took you a while to make that decision. But we're blessed with 2 hours here today, and so we don't have to hurry through all of these little parts and pieces. There's so much to talk about. If we can't finish what we need to say today in 2 hours, there's always another day in the future. But we have the time here to be able to reach out to the radio audience and the people that are listening this morning. There's a lot more to this puzzle than is presented in the day-to-day media. I'll give you just a little bit more out of the media. A crucial moment for EU's climate position. This week's summit in Brussels is expected to see a battle over how much the Union should contribute to financing adaptation in developing countries. Notice this now. This is the money that should be the expectation of financing from the EU into the developing countries. In other words, from north to south, from the northern hemisphere to the southern hemisphere, from western man to the east, and so on. And you mentioned a pincher, and yes, definitely, we're in a pincher right now with Asia. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that on the other side as we begin hour number two. Everybody stay right where you are. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with our very special guest, Hal Anthony.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, October the 26th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, visiting this morning with our very special guest, Hal Anthony, the host of the broadcast Behind the Woodshed, on heard Monday through Friday from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock p.m. on revolutionbroadcasting.org. Revolution Broadcasting, both he and I broadcast just about tandem. My broadcast preceded his, and we worked very well together. The idea of becoming vocal local and taking government behind the woodshed, they are synchronistic in idea and in application. But let me finish up this little article here, because it's very critical for us to understand that the globalists are not in complete agreement on all of this. Formerly, the key topic of Thursday and Friday's European Union summit will be a reform of the Union's decision-making, but many diplomats also expect a battle over funding for a global agreement on climate change. Last week, the finance ministers from the Union's 27-member agreement on 27 member states failed to agree on a frame for the Union's total pledge to be presented at the UN Conference on Climate Change to be held in Copenhagen this December, just as they had to leave the question of burden sharing within the Union unresolved. And it continues and says, a draft for the summit's final statement, seen by Reuters, contains no figures on climate change finance, and diplomats fear it will not be possible to get the blanks filled. Quote, this will be serious because then we will have no position on funding for the Copenhagen talks, an unnamed senior diplomat told Reuters. And when we looked at this H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act, months ago, folks, you can go back and check the archives and listen to those broadcasts over again. What we found at that time was even that piece of legislation and the various legislation that's coming through the Barbara Boxer and Waxman and all of the rest of these guys in Congress and the Senate, this new legislation, have a real trouble when it comes to financing and implementation. This is not discussed. It's not part of the dialogue, largely because it's an endless taxation on the people. It transforms our entire relationship, not only nationally, but internationally and transnationally. There's no dollar figure to be expressed in any of this insanity, really, Hal, at all.
Well, no, because you're humans, and I use that, you know, on my program, I go through a little bit better. I don't want to get too bogged down in terminology, but you know, I do not agree with the term human. My dictionaries tell me that a human is defined as a monster, and that is probably what's going on here. I also find it very interesting that in man's convention, that they want to talk about man's this and man's that in these conventions, They never talk about man actually inside as being the what the law, supposed law works on, or the convention works on. It's always working on these humans. And I found it interesting that you took the external view of the earth perspective here to look down on Chicago or New York and found out how nasty it was. So again, we're inching closer to these people have an alien view. They do not agree, and they also are do-gooders. They think they can do more, but to do that, they've decided that you and I, the scourge, the parasite on Gaia, are going to have to pay for our crimes, as you will, and we're going to have to get our indulgences. But it is all about commerce. It's all about going into taxation, and you essentially, if people have to look at this. It's all like even you the. What fixed my mind on this was also this universal health care. Most people don't understand. It's really not about the subject matter within the context of the bill. It's that what they're doing. This is just another health convention that came from these international trespassers that they're trying to sneak inside. They can't get it ratified by the Senate. So what they're trying to do is make it. They're domesticating all these laws, and universal health care is one of them. Once they bring it onto your shore, you're kind of stuck with it because now it's inside your own law.
Absolutely right. We'll pick that up right there on the other side of this break, folks. Stay with us. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com. PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And returned once again right here on our Monday, October the 26th, 2009 broadcast of Become Vocal Local, now into the second hour. visiting with Hal Anthony, the host of Behind the Woodshed on Revolution Broadcasting. You hear his broadcast each day from Monday through Friday from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock p.m. Central Time. But as we were going in, you mentioned commerce, and it brings to my mind how the Uniform Law Commission, the idea of setting up this this new form after the American Bankers Association was created. They then created the American Bar Association. The American Bar Association created the Uniform Law Commission, and the Uniform Law Commission created its corollary, the International Law Commission, from which we get the International Court and other things. But in one of the things that they developed, their diadem, was the Uniform Commercial Code, and from that, also the Interstate Commerce Act. Now, what happened at this point, ladies and gentlemen, is that we started to come in this new agency administration system where, by establishing something like the creation of the Interstate Commerce Commission, a five-member panel charged with the administration of the law and with the power to hear complaints and subpoena witnesses and make decisions under the provisions of that act, they could then prosecute that in federal courts. But what happened was, just as it will very likely happen here with this, Hal, is that all of the whiners and complainers, all of the do-gooders, as you said, I like to think of them like little birds sitting up on a telephone wire or a barbed wire fence someplace. They're cheeping and peeping. And they're going to get their wishes. You have to be careful what you wish for, folks. Choices do have consequences. There's going to be some kind of a body created, another one of these UN organs and bodies. And initially, many of these peepers and cheapers are going to be sitting on that. But once they feel as though they've gotten their say, their moment in the sun, they lose interest and typically go away. And then the very people who have been responsible for whatever the trouble in the Interstate Commerce Commission process, that was the railroads. The railroads came in with their lobbyists and their NGOs, and they then occupied and peopled that commission. And from that time forward, it was business as usual. And so I can see the same sort of a scenario coming up with this, Hal, only the downside is that it is going to be a global tax on all of us. And aren't we the carbon that's going to have to be credited here?
Well, you just bring up, it seems to be now people we're now seeing this modus operandi, if you will, the financing collapse that you see. Now you notice everyone who caused the collapse has been paid off. All their elite officials are in the places of government that are controlling all this. This is in America. You notice two boatloads of trillions went over to Britain. This scenario goes on and on and on. The thing is, the two boatloads of trillions, it was all based in a fraud. And I guess hopefully America will stand up finally here soon and repudiate all that. But this is how we have to start seeing. These are just organized criminals, and we just have to decide not to walk with them. You bring up the uniform laws. Folks, you got to know this. IBANet.org will tell you all about the encroachment of the Bar Association around this globe. It's another international interloper group and union of membership that doesn't care about you, doesn't care about your borders, doesn't really care about your laws. And in America, they have infiltrated many layers of the judiciary. In fact, it's you can't even find it anymore as a judiciary. Those courts, too, are in equity now, and also with admiralty attached, if you will. That's all constitutional, too. So we can trace back the fall, if you will, right from the beginning, without going too far afield on that. The point is that in international law, there's certain things that are handled in certain ways. These people tend to use that in order to regain their hooks into a nation. The Bar Association and the International Bar Association are the advisors and so-called legal advisors, and the rule of law is everywhere around this globe that they can get into it. In fact, it is what advises the UN and advises the Holy See. So, and that's just a jurisdiction. It's not even actually a nation state. So we have a lot of stuff that people have to start looking at, and without having people's eyes glaze over, and that's what we try to do behind the widget. I try to funnel down all this stuff to say, okay, now we may have some information, but let's get intelligence. Let's make some sense about this, because it's not, everyone wants to say knowledge is power, but in fact, that's not the case. Knowledge applied is power. You always have to apply something to get power. Power down to the road. If we're going to have a car going on here, we got to get the traction on going on, and that's motion. That we have to get moving here, and it can't just get all this information. We have to take our intelligence and start applying it. So even if I didn't know anything else about all this, as we were bringing up that list that was in the convention. This was written up by these people that write these uniform laws. Folks, you can't have a difference if everything's uniform. Understand this. This is why they do it that way, uniform. They also have model acts, which actually a lot of the states are under, which makes them not de jure states. So we have really been de-educated down in our knowledge severely. In fact, it's now touted and promoted, and the banners come out. Just recently, I had a behind the woodshed, we were talking about the California was touting how 50% of the people that come out of the schools in California are functionally illiterate, and that was a good thing. So we have a real problem in this nation on a lot of levels, but we can't use that as an excuse. We're in the last second. Lord Monckton is right. We're in the last second, and we have a chance to stand up, and it doesn't matter how much we understand or don't. We have to start moving against these kinds of... this is an insanity. People that divorce themselves from their own people, people that deny you the ability. I don't understand this one thing. There's a company in California that has created a nanotechnology that allows you to print solar cells on aluminum, print like a printing press. They can sequester carbon on this sheet and create so-called green power. And this company is not being promoted by the government. At the same time, it wants to tax you out of into oblivion for creating carbon. They will not give you the trillions that went over to Britain. They did not turn even a few of those dollars around and invest in this company to give every American all the power they needed on every home.
Well, absolutely. The idea of the technology being there, if we but use it, is one thing. Another part of this matrix is understanding some of the players behind it. You know, Robert Rubin, Goldman Sachs, Treasury, and all the rest of it. Lawrence Summers, you know, Goldman Sachs again, Treasury. Timmy Geithner, Goldman Sachs again, Federal Bank of New York, Treasury. You know, Hank Paulson, all these guys. Well, Rubin has a secured interest in an electric automobile company. He's marketing it. They're available today. So let's go into this little bit, give us a little more perspective. Global events mark a magic number on climate change. Listen to this, folks. Activists held events around the world on Saturday. Now, this article was put out on the 26th. It'll be last Friday. Is that today? My goodness, it is today. This came out this morning. Activists held events around the world on last Saturday to mark the number they say the world needs to reach to prevent disastrous climate change, and that number is 350. The number represents 350 parts per million of carbon dioxide emissions in the atmosphere that some scientists say is the safe upper limit. The atmosphere currently reaches about 390 parts per million, which is mighty daggum small. According to research by NASA, never a straight answer, climate scientist James Hans, cited by 350.org. Now, that's a website that you can visit, 350.org. We're going to pick that up on the other side, and then I'm going to give you a list of some of the suggestions advanced by one of their bloggers, and I think it'll help to understand where they're trying to go. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. they want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
The Intel Strike Report.
And I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
So is the phenomenon of global networking and all of the technologies, if you will, were set up by the Ron Paul revolution through the meetups, etc., expands around the world in the cyberspace. We find these groups that's formed spontaneously, so to speak, off of 350.org, went out and did demonstration projects in various places all around the globe. And they were making human chains of this number 350 in New York and in various places around. But the writer of this particular article says it was ordinary people rallying around a scientific data point. Nothing like that has ever happened before. And it goes on and talks about what happened in Venezuela, where they formed a zero human chain, forming a zero as a way to mark the place where the ocean levels would rise on this particular beach down there, and more nonsense. But Aladair Stolmar is a blogger, apparently, and he wrote and gave a list of things. I'm just giving you some of these. Number one, these are the points that he says that we absolutely have to have in our roadmap for a goal of reaching that atmospheric carbon dioxide level below 300 parts per million, where historic record indicates it to be for over 800,000 years. This guy has been smoking dope, folks. We don't have records that go back for 800,000 years. It's ridiculous. We may not even have been existent as a planet for 800,000 years. But anyway, number one, he says, new electric power generating capacity can come online only after nuclear, after 2013. I want you to listen to the timeline. We're talking about just yanking all of the teeth out, where the cure might be worse than the disease. The existing railroads are to be converted to electricity before 2013. The transportation of merchandise and goods to be done by train on distances over 25 kilometers from 2014. Short distance transport of goods and merchandise to be done by electricity driven trucks by 2014. The coal-burning power plant units are to be replaced by nuclear starting from 2014 and completely phased out before 2030. New coal-burning power plants could be put in service in the future only after the atmospheric carbon dioxide level drops below 300 parts per million. Public transport is turned electric before 2015. And the list goes on and on. The oil and gas industry shall follow the shift in energy source and invest in power plants of the nuclear type instead of their traditional fields, and on and on. And so what they're basically doing from the NGO standpoint is coming in and saying, thou shalt and thou shalt not. And we shall in a very, very near future make a complete transformation of the planet Earth. unfortunately, in the minds of planners, these things come up in the discussion. And unfortunately, in a Copenhagen Climate Treaty version 1.0, a proposal for a Copenhagen agreement by members of the NGO community, a 141-page document, a PDF open on my browser right now, this sort of stuff is being advanced, Hal.
Well, you earlier said it was they couldn't come to some kind of agreement. They had a draft on the table. The only thing I can hear about when I heard that is I think a draft is a cold breeze, isn't it?
I mean, this is all they do. A pitcher cold draft.
Yeah, that's a draft. There you go. That's another one. That's what they've been maybe drinking here. I mean, these people. It's an insanity. These people. When I read that story too this weekend. It kind of had to chuckle. They want to talk about how much carbon dioxide that they're supposed to be saving and how much they could. I was wondering, you know, why don't they? Why were they out yelling and screaming and chanting and all that stuff and making all that energy? How much carbon did all those people around the world put back into the air? How come they weren't sitting quietly and holding their breath if they wanted to save the rest of us? I'm looking for someone that's going to give me the example on how to do it. If they want to stop carbon, they want to eliminate carbon dioxide, we need to remove some of the people. Why don't they just go do the lemmings leap, the hyperbolic determinism, and go ahead and leap and show me how? Eliminate themselves off the face of the earth, we could probably reduce the numbers. The other problem is it's the same insanity that will tell you to turn off your light bulb, and when the light bulbs go off at night, everyone lights up a carbon-creating candle, putting more carbon into the atmosphere. It's absolutely ridiculous that there's no real sanity here. They want to talk about the timeline of going electrical. How are they going to go into the ground to get the uranium for their plants? They won't allow you to mine. How are they going to make the... This is one of the topics that I talked about behind the woodshed and revolutionbroadcasting.com. They won't allow you to go get the new rare earths in order to make the minerals, the magnets, to make your electrical devices more efficient. This is the insanity behind these people. And the whole it's nonsense from the beginning, because when they talk about the human environment, they're talking about humans are dead. They want people dead. That's why they don't want anything to happen. You can't go and you can't dig at Gaia. You will hurt her. These people don't realize that we are creatures, if you will, of that same environment. We aren't separate. We aren't somebody that's different. Anything we do, we will have to learn. And those kinds of things as stewards, that was already given to us to do. If we forget that, then we have to live in our own waste. But to deny us the ability to get better, this is the height of insanity.
Well, you see, if we follow back the money and look at the money, we can see that all of these things are all about creating these new green technologies and these new green jobs in the post-industrial age. But again, who's going to benefit from all of this? Well, one of them is going to be Siemens, one of the largest electrical construction and design and development firms on the planet. They're going to be in line. The people that design and build the various incendiary nuclear facilities. I don't know whether Halliburton will get in on that one or not, but they're likely to get into that. I mean, when you see the leaders of Goldman Sachs, or Goldman Sachs, as I like to say, up to their eyeballs in this, when you see somebody like Maurice Strong or a George Soros or an Al Gore up to their eyeballs in this, when you can see them with their very fingers on the purse strings, you know that we're being fed a bill of goods. It's not about the environment. It's not about climate change. It's about a new form of industry for the 21st century.
Well, it's the excuse to allow that to go in. That's you're identifying the modus operandi. You're noticing, and they're getting caught up now with the internet's a wonderful thing. We're able to be able to pull this down and pull it out. The bottom line is that for anybody else, you're not going to be able to get all the raw materials out of the ground. This is what I talk about a lot because of this 1866 grant in America, where you have all the precious those things that you, that list of four things that you brought out, are in the grant of 1860. They are giving the precious metals that are limited in quantity and hard to find to the people of the United States. It's the rarest thing in all of history that a government, that a nation would give its people those wealth, that power and that wealth and that ability to get wealth. And that's why it's under attack right now. that they're not going to let you go out and get the substance that you need. And this is the problem that people don't understand, that at least in America, you have all these, through this Agenda 21 now that I see it, I saw it through the law and the words, all this consistency. You got these heritage areas, the wilderness areas. You'll find out that all the national parks and all this stuff, it correlates very to a very high degree to the wealthiest lands that there are in this in America. They want to lock you out. Now they're expanding into wilderness corridors, and they're all a lie. They're all when we get into the law and we assert the law of the 1866 Act that gave the people all that land, gave them the access. These things are starting to fall. But folks, and I'll tell your listeners, this is where you have to stand up. And it may be a lot to learn, and your eyes may want to roll back in your head for a while, but you got to have it done. Your brain has to flop in your head. You have to start seeing the world the way it really is. And these people have got a design on us, and they're not stupid here. When they say, the problem is that when they say smart, they mean intelligent. And that's why we have to become intelligent to overcome what they're doing. But there's nothing that makes any sense what they do. And you're right, Will, that you're seeing the modus operandi, and we need to be able to to stop saying it's the other guy's going to do it. Each one of us is going to be feeling the effects of this stuff. And folks, you're not going to be able to get your health unless you go and get involved with this financial credit and taxation system.
Absolutely, folks. It's all track and trace. It's all tax and spend. They're spending your money, and we're the ones that are having to pay the bill. We'll be right back after this break with our very special guest, Hal Anthony, and your call.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom
heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from survivalistseeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from survivalistseeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit survivalistseeds.com.
Survivalistseeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and going back to this 1992, the Earth Summit Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action from Rio de Janeiro. It's Agenda 21, which is the Program of Action for Sustainable Development, the Rio Declaration on Environment and Development, and the Statement of Forest Principles, is a final text of agreements negotiated by governments, the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, or UNCED. I wish it had been left unsaid. 314 of June 1992 out of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. But this is the agenda for the 21st century, folks. And I know a lot of people say, oh, man, that's old news. We've been hearing about Agenda 21 for a long time. Well, that stuff's all, it's like the United Nations, just a toothless old hag, you know. But Copenhagen is less than 40 days away. This is out of Chapter 9, Protection of the Atmosphere, the introduction, 9.1. Protection of the Atmosphere, right out of Agenda 21, the book, which you can buy. You should have it in your library. This is their agenda. Protection of the Atmosphere is a broad and multidimensional endeavor involving various sectors of economic activity. The options and measures described in this present chapter are recommended for consideration and, as appropriate, implementation by governments and other bodies in their efforts to protect the atmosphere. 9.2 reads, it is recognized that many of the issues discussed in this chapter are also addressed in such international agreements as the 1985 Vienna Convention for the Protection of the Ozone Layer, the 1987 Montreal Protocol on Substances that Deplete the Ozone Layer, as amended, and the 1992 United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change and other international, including regional, instruments, and it continues. And it goes from bad to worse. You can turn over and look at the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, where on December the 10th of 1948, now dropping back 60 years, the General Assembly of the United Nations adopted and proclaimed the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and it continues. In the preamble, it begins, whereas recognition of the inherent dignity and of the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world. And it continues, but there's a funny little word change that has been made, and Hal Anthony makes a very careful study of the use of words, as I do as well. But this transformation, Hal, between inalienable and unalienable is enormous, in so much as that an inflammable liquid is one that burns, an unflammable liquid is one that cannot burn, an inalienable right is one that legally can be separated from we the people, an unalienable right was a gift to us from our Creator, unalienable, never severable. And what a transformation that is. And in this Universal Declaration of Human Rights, whatever the United Nations gives, and boy does it ever give everything, it gives away this door, but of course, at the end, it takes it all back.
Well, again, the human, if you look at the same time period in the dictionaries, the word human in Ballantine's, I think it was, is a monster. Human means monster. They're talking about, and monsters wouldn't have rights. They would have only the rights that they were allowed. And so this is essentially the start of it. But if you look at the words, like we went to the pipeline, we're looking through the pipeline of congressional acts to just implement this agenda, this plan for the future for your life. This is to tell you how these are trespassers, because they've already said that your life, you're not good enough to run your own life, that they have a plan like this. And this is decades old. But here, let's look at the fisheries. It's one of the bills in the pipeline, the Senate Bill 1255, Flexibility in Rebuilding American Fisheries Act of 2009. To rebuild the American fisheries means that they're going to have to throw all the American fishermen out. There's not going to be a place for the American fishermen in this act. And when you look very carefully, you see that it is fishery conservation. Well, you can't conserve fish and take them at the same time. or you're going to be under some very big commission, which is going to be regulatory from an international sense, and you're not going to be able to have a local rule over the rights. And we lose, as a people, we lose our right of piscari. People don't even know this in our America. In America, we're so dumbed down and we're so ignorant. It's almost pathetic to and shameful at some level. But at some point, we can't help ourselves. And this is what I try to do behind the woodshed every day. We try to bring ourselves up, like you say, use the words. We have the right of piscari. People don't know that anglers are really just commercial fishermen on a small scale. Everything that's under license is under commerce. Everything under commerce can be regulated and or taxed. And this is where this whole thing, it goes. And it eventually get all these bills, like this fisheries bill that is going to preserve the fish over people needing to eat, or give an undeveloped country your access to your shores in order to get the fish they need because you are causing such a problem in the world. But all these acts that you'll find having to do with the water resources, that's Senate Bill 787. There's omnibus bills that have already passed, H.R. 1005, that they're already going to implement these issues. You said 1985. There was another act in 1985. It was the Food Security Act of 1985. This is one of the things. That's what caught my mind, my eye, on reading this treaty, was the food security. Now, what's the odds of that being in that international treaty, that it was also in our bills already? That in 1985, though, they broached the idea of wildlife habitat and wetlands in the Food Security Act of 1985, of all things. So the encroachment was there. She may be an old hag, but she's not toothless here. And this is a slow molasses encroachment. And this year, I think they've taken up too big a bite. And so and with this treaty, and now seeing the words, for me, like I tell people, you have to get the black and white in your eyes. You have to read these words. You start reading these words, and all of a sudden, it's like a fog starts to clear. And once you do, you can make the connections. And I'm asking folks to do it. Every one of these bills is a nail in the coffin of America. It's coming. I can't predict the future, but I can pretty well say it's been going for 60 years, and there's nothing to stop it. The only thing to stop it is the American will. And we had better figure out where that is, and we had better stand up. Matter of fact, if I remember right, there's a gentleman in Oklahoma that was selling an AK-47 with a car. He tells me that to get to Congress, if you want to use the phone, and that's not the only way to get to Congress, to the switchboard, you dial 1-877-SOB-USOB, and you tell them stop bringing in adopting these foreign servitudes and these international laws, and stop doing that pincer attack between choosing between the unqualified one giving his unqualified weight to something in considered a treaty or works like a treaty, or domesticating the parts of that treaty with all these bills that are all going to end up doing the same thing regardless of whether that treaty gets ratified.
Well, the idea of human being, again, also goes back to the parable of the bees and Mandeville's writing on that, you know, people, humming bees in the hive.
The hive
mentality, you know. And so,
yes,
you know, that's right out to Illuminati stuff, you know. So, I mean, you can get into the mysteries if you want with all of this, but there's no mystery that in Chapter 14 of Agenda 21, again, the big book, the orange book, Chapter 14, 14.8b, it goes this way, to maintain and develop as appropriate operational multi-sectoral plans, programs, and policy measures, including programs and measures to enhance sustainable food production and food security within the framework of sustainable development not later than 1998. The idea of food security comes right out of this treaty here.
That's right.
In Rio de Janeiro. So
that's right.
You know, and the idea of the fisheries, it's in here too. I mean, this is the action plan, folks, and this is not a joke. There are 1,001 things that either myself or Hal could be doing today besides doing this, but we feel that this is so very vitally important for you to understand that the time for inaction is long past. We've been playing around with this bullhorn boy and the 9/11 event for the 8 years that we needed to really transform our government from the ground up. And so we are up against the wire here, and our voices in Washington, they don't carry as much weight as we would like, but nevertheless, we can turn the heat up on these critters, and we've done it before, Hal, we've done it time and time again. You know, if they don't do anything, then it only proves that we have no representative system of government, that the established two-party political system is dead and gone and needs to be buried soon. You know, these things have become self-evident, but they need to hear from the people, because when they don't, folks, Your silence is implied as your consent. If you don't get up in arms about this stuff, if you're not riled up about it, then we have a real problem. But where can we be effective, Hal? I think most right now is at the local level, because our seated legislators in our House of Representatives and our state senators and our state governors, they have been hiding behind this veil. Oh, well, that's a federal issue for too long. It's not a federal issue when it's a global initiative. It has to be applied locally. They can't get any of this done without our voluntary compliance. It needs to be implemented at the local level. And if we, the people, resist and say no to that, if we, through the idea of the 10th Amendment resolutions, if we begin to say at the state level, not just hell no, but hell no, we're not going to take this any longer. We're not going to honor your treaties and your commitments that you've made unconstitutionally. I mean, there was a great flurry over this Interstate Commerce Commission, most of it, or the NIRA, the National Industrial Recovery Act. It was passed by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and they took action on it. Later, the Supreme Court ruled most of it unconstitutional. This stuff that's coming down out of Copenhagen will be largely unconstitutional, of course.
But that's the problem, is that I'm with you about the local, because this is going to be our fallback position. I think right now we need to get all the Tea Party. There's millions of people that went to Washington. I can only suggest there's got to be 10 times that sitting ready to go. We need to inundate Washington and also inundate your states, because if they get the treaty passed, the states have to step up and go against.
Absolutely. We'll be back right in a few minutes, folks. 3 minutes with our callers, Jim and Mark. Callers, just stay on the line. We'll bring you up right after this break.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com. PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
You don't have to call him Jones, and you don't have to call him Johnson. Around here, we call JJ Jim. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, morning, Will. Good to talk to you. I'm playing hooky today, so I'm home during the day. Hey, you know, you're absolutely right, I guess. You just look at New York State about a month ago, and everybody was in kind of a big uproar about it. They made it mandatory for state employees, health employees, to be vaccinated. And, you know, there was a couple of minor protests down in Albany that got very little airplay, but there was a lot of testimony in the New York State Legislature that that really raised eyebrows. I suppose, you know, they rescinded that order the other day, and I happen to know quite a few people in the healthcare industry here, and it was maybe 50-50 that the people that were going to do it, just because they did not want to get fired, they had to have their job, and then there was a few that, you know, work with the county that could just move to another, you know, they would have to leave the county hospital and move to another part. Once you're in, pass your civil service exam, if you're in the county, you can move around a little bit, but, you know, by and large, nobody was real happy about it, and they rescinded it. They want us to believe that it was because they didn't have enough, we all know that's not it, because there were other protests, being planned.
Well, this just goes to show, Jim, you know, how powerful it is when we decide to become vocal local. If we can clearly understand that it's all this whole charade, this whole fraud is based on voluntary compliance, we're the ones that have to accept that this naked king has clothes. And when we don't, we then can have a major impact right where we are. And as the healthcare providers in New York set the example by just breaking the code of silence and coming up against the American Medical Association, the AMA, that Rockefeller creation, and just saying, no, we're not going to take these injections, and we don't have any desire to inject other people with this untested, untried vaccine. This is the same sort of stuff. And when we get vocal local, become vocal local in our local areas, and let our county commissioners know that we're not going to just sit by quietly and watch as our electric rates go up 200-300%, that this whole climate...
They are already.
Yeah, they're going up, buddy, and they're going to go up a whole lot more. Go ahead.
You know what? You're exactly right, because you can yell local from your house. You go up to the town hall and you let them guys know, I understand what's going on, whether you do or not, and I'm not taking it, or you're at least not pulling the wool over my eyes, and then they can hear your voice. The guys up at the local town, down at your, you know, if you live in the city, down at the council meetings.
Exactly.
Those people can hear you.
They not only can they hear you.
You might fire off.
Not only can they hear you, Jim, but when you bring out the information on a local level like that, mano a mano, face to face, you know, we've seen all the YouTube videos. We see how paralyzing it is. They have no way to retort. So anyway, we've got another caller on the line, Jim. Great comments. Okay. Always appreciate your calling in. And let's go ahead now and make that one up and go here and go to Mark in Wisconsin. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for calling in to become vocal local. Let's try it again. One more time. There's that. There you go. There's Mark.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Hi. Yeah, I'm a micro broadcaster from Wisconsin. You have a wonderful guest on. I'm sorry I missed his information. I wondered if he had archives or where I could get a hold of his audio.
Absolutely. Hal Anthony broadcasts on revolutionbroadcasting.org.
.com.
Excuse me, .com. On Mondays through Fridays from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock p.m. Central Time. It's revolutionbroadcasting.com. It's the title of the broadcast is Behind the Woodshed.
Look in the archive.
And there's a archive links right there. And Revolution Broadcasting, like Oracle Broadcasting, are micro-friendly. And will work with you any way they can to get this message out to your local listening audience.
Right, right. And I heard you mention the bullhorn boy. A lot of people have been listening to people who just talk about the sky falling, and you guys actually offer ways for people to get involved and stop this sort of legislation. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that, because people have to get up off their couches.
Absolutely.
And the other question I had for your guest, Hal, was he mentioned that courts in equity are constitutional now?
Well, they're in the Constitution. Absolutely, yes. It's not now.
Well,
it's just that they have been.
This morning I thought I'd found a pretty important document, but having heard that, I guess it's not. I was looking into the federal court system here, and I found an application for attorneys to practice in the federal court in Wisconsin for the Western District, and it makes them sign an application that says that they will support the Constitution. I thought I'd really found an important document, but hearing that courts aren't in equity or constitutional, I guess it doesn't mean anything, does it?
Well, there's a whole other study behind this. There's been they've co-opted those courts on top of a whole lot of things. They really are under administrative provisions. Your courts are actually agencies. In 1946, there's a whole administrative imposition that got laid on top of the courts. Your federal courts, in fact, in mining law, in mining property rights, because you have as patent rights, they're property in the fullest sense. So you have a mining claim. It's private property, literally a private inholding. If you were to go, and we're getting beat up right now because we're trying to educate the miners to this problem, the federal district courts will beat you up, but the U.S. Court of Claims will not. And the difference is the type of court. So there's about three or four veneers, and I don't want to get too deep into this, but you're going to have to look a whole lot more into what's going on. It's not just equity; it's almost a whole abrogation of what we even thought as people underneath the original establishment.
Right. So is that Court of Claims? Is that a constitutional court?
Well, they'll say it is, but it's been changing and going on. What that court is about. It allows you to go assert rights that the Congress either didn't protect or the agencies or establishments of the government didn't protect in you. And you find people like coming in like Wayne Hague in his case, where he goes after when someone in the government came after their water rights. The federal government came after the agency. The government came after his water rights. He prevailed. Almost any miner is going to go after that. I think even anybody with a patent of property, which is everybody who has a property, actually, where the government doesn't step in to protect your patent rights from encroachment by anyone, should be brought into that court. But these are for another day. But I'm just saying there's a whole lot that we have not been educated to in this country.
And this is one of the really great benefits that Hal brings to the airwaves for really the first time, folks, is a continuing thread on understanding this very important distinction, where in the United States alone, there is an opportunity through these mining laws that were passed, what was that, 1865, Hal?
1866,
where we actually can have honest, true, total, complete ownership of land if we but know how to do it. And this is some of the direction that Hal has gone on his broadcast, and his archives are just rich with this material. So, Mark, I do hope that you'll tune in to Hal's broadcast, Behind the Woodshed. If you like what you're hearing, put it out on the airwaves. And if you're not caring, become Vocal Local. You can certainly do that as well. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm caring.
You are caring.
I have one other question.
Okay, go ahead. We got about 1 minute for you.
Okay, the definition of person, I believe, listed in Black's Dictionary, listed as a corporation. So is that how they're dragging us into equity?
Well, I would just say the word person is defined depending by statute. In some states it's defined different 128 different ways, but I would just expand on what you said and call it person is a legal entity.
As opposed to the natural man.
As opposed to man. And we've made this discussion in court and actually got a response that when the cop answered my friend was a man, the judge jumped in and said, I know where you're going with that. If I allowed that onto the record, we couldn't prosecute anyone. Statutes are not for men.
So it's very important for the black robe agents to keep this charade
yes.
going. But again, Mark and listeners, as we understand these things and get to be able to use them, and when we internalize them and they become our knowledge, not just Hal's knowledge or my knowledge or Mark's knowledge, when they become our knowledge, then we become a force to reckon with. And when we become Vocal Local, we can expose the charade and the fraud at the local level, where we can actually then go to work removing those kinds of judges. But good comments, Mark. Thanks for calling in. I've got to close out the broadcast, so I'll have to hang up now. But, Hal, I want to thank you again for getting up early, coming and joining us here on Become Vocal Local. I hope you have a great broadcast later in the day. I'll be sure and listen to that. And until the next time, folks, I guess I just have to say that it's time to become vocal local. We've got about 40 days before this climate treaty in Copenhagen gets underway. We need to do everything that we can in our power, physically, mentally, anything we can possibly do to
taking
stop this. We have got to let our country know that this isn't going
to
fly. Till the next time, good day.
To become vocal local.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.